This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Washington, D.C. remains under a curfew put in place by D.C. Mayor Mario Bowser after often violent protests surged another night all the way toward the White House. The protest and curfew are among many imposed by local and state leaders in the United States as people continue to react to the death of George Floyd, the black man, who died in police custody after Minneapolis officer Derek Chauvin held his knee into the neck of the handcuffed Floyd while Floyd was pinned to the ground, repeatedly saying he could not breathe. Armed National Guard soldiers lined the steps of Los Angeles City Hall, and cities across California declared curfew Sunday to head off more violence after unruly demonstrators at earlier protests burned police cars, broke into stores, and skirmished with officers. U.S. officials have been trying to determine whether extremist groups had infiltrated police brutality protests across the country and deliberately made them largely peaceful demonstrations escalate toward violence. As demonstrators spread from Minneapolis to the White House, New York City, and overseas, federal law enforcement officials insisted far-left groups were stoking violence. Meanwhile, experts who track extremist groups also reported seeing evidence of the far-right at work. President Trump blamed Antifa-led anarchists for instigating the chaos and said that the United States will be designating Antifa as a terrorist organization. President Trump spent much of Sunday using Twitter as a bullhorn to urge law and order and tougher action by police against protesters around the country. His presumptive opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden, visited the site of a protest in his hometown of Wilmington and talked to some of the demonstrators. This is